Day 9. It was in the office that they met.
Patrick, why the faraway look in your eyes? Been preoccupied with what's happening in the world?
No, it's all that constituency stuff that I've been preoccupied with.
You mean how you determine if a sequence of words is a constituent or not?
Yes, those tests. Like, if you can move it around, or if you can substitute a pronoun, an adverb, a question word, and so on.
Is that all?
That's all I can think of.
Interesting. A few seconds ago, you said something that contains another very good test of constituency.
I did?
Yep. It was, let's see. Oh, yeah. It's all that constituency stuff that I've been preoccupied with.
Well, Marta, that was right after you assumed I was absorbed with something else.
Yes. And you wanted to change the focus. Notice that you didn't say, I've been preoccupied with X. Instead, you began with its, followed by the focus X part, followed by that I've been preoccupied with.
Well, I'll be... Now it looks kind of convoluted, but I can hear myself saying stuff like that all the time.
It's stuff like that that we all say every day.
We all say it?
Yes, it's you and I and everyone else who say it.
What's the point of all this, Marta? What's it got to do with constituency?
Everything. Take, for example, a variation of the sentence that we played around with in the last session. The mentor met the pupil in the office right after lunch. Suppose I mistakenly say, the principal met, and so on. You might correct me by saying...
No, it was the mentor who...
Fine. And if I mistakenly say, they met in the library...
I'd say, no, it was in the office that they met. So what gets the focus has to be a constituent? Is that what you're getting at, Marta?
Wouldn't you say so? Suppose I try to change the focus with something like, it was met the pupil that the mentor in the office.
Ow!
Or, it was the pupil in that the mentor met the office.
Holy cow! I get the point. It's not just any stretch of words that can be a constituent.
And it's not everybody who gets this as quickly as you do, Patrick.